If you're a voter who likes to mix candidates from several political parties, you'll be out of luck. You must choose candidates from just one party. A Wauwatosa woman named Kathy, who supports a Democrat for governor and a local Republican for state senator, doesn't care for the system.
I wish really that we weren't so tied into a political party. I wish we could vote for the people, no matter what their backgrounds were.
But the September open partisan primary was created nearly 100 years ago. It took the place of partisan nominating conventions and gave the general public a little more direct input into shaping the November ballot. Unlike some other states, you don't have to declare what party you belong to. UW-Madison political science professor Dennis Driesang supports the partisan primary.
It really does strike a balance between opening it up to anybody to participate in this process, but yet still having some integrity for the parties. When you open it up, as Alaska does, you really make parties even weaker than they already are.
Now, it is possible for some crossover voting to take place. That's where a member of one party votes with the entire opposite slate, often to create a weaker candidate in the November general election. But Professor Driesang says the amount of voters who switch is relatively small. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.